Om Shanti. Today we are revising half part of yesterday's Avyakt Murli, revised date 19.5.83. Yesterday Murli, main Murli revised by Dr. Hina, and today this is the half remaining part. So Baba, in this Murli, Baba is speaking with Kumaris and the parties. We all know that from last 3-4 Murlis continuous, Baba is meeting with the groups of Kumars and Kumaris, and Baba is telling them what you have to do, who you are. Baba is reminding them. So first Baba said that Kumaris are the right hand. So first one is this right hand, body's right hand, and second is the right hand. Right hand means the one who is very cooperative. Because we all know that everybody, most of the people have their assistant, and they say that this, so many people are under me, and one of this is my right hand. So what is the speciality of right hand? Right. Strong. Right. Reliable. Trustworthy, faithful. One more. Honest. What blessing. Honest with with our, yes, honest with boss. Sorry? Yes, responsible. The boss need not get worried that if I am not here, who will take care of this work, you know? Sorry? Replacement of the, very good. She is the experience holder. She is telling her experience. Why it is called right hand? Because we know that right hand is always been used for good work. Even if somebody is lefty, but if he has to perform the puja and he has to do some good work, he has to take prasad and all holy things. So one must have to use that right hand. Because this is the memorial of this Sangam confluence age only. Baba said that his children are his right hand, and especially the Kumaris are his right hand, because they are the one who goes in the field and do Baba's service, give message of Baba to the other souls and make their life pure. So they are the right hand of the father. And then Baba says that have a determined thought. What determined thought? That I will become the cooperative of Baba's service. That time maybe some Kumaris are there who are not going to center, they are going back to their home because of some or other reason. So Baba just reminding them that no matter if you can't go this time to the center and you can't do the service, you can but have the determined thought that I will be cooperative. No, this is not compulsory that if you are in center, then only you can do service. You can do service when you are at home also. We know that this professional, our doctors or advocates, many have seen them. They are residing their home, but they are doing more service than us because they are fully serving with wealth, with mind, with speech, because they are having some position, such position in their field. So they can, when they give knowledge to others, people accept it. Here we are doctors and all. They are doing so much service, you know, through Vyasa and all. Next, Baba says that have the aim that I will definitely to be the companion in service. Then Baba says that the service should be merged in your thought only. Not only by speech, not only by actions only, but it should be merged in thought. That is why the mental service is more powerful. You know, our thoughts are concentrated and they directly reach to the souls, and the souls get power from that. So the thought, this thought should be merged in our, sorry, service should be merged in our thoughts, that I have to do service only. And next is then Baba warned the Kumaris that they should not be lose, they should not ever forget their self-respect. Baba said that you are worship-worthy souls, and when the worship-worthy soul is there, then nobody's bad vision, ill vision go to the Kumari. Baba says that you should also have that powerful swaman self-respect, so that your vision also should not go to the other, because this thing happen very often. Somebody is good, I feel somebody is very good, and I must get attracted towards that person, and then I want that person. This is the weakness of the Kumari, Baba That is why Baba warned the Kumaris that you should have that I am worshipper, this soul, I am a Shakti, I am embodiment of power, I am elevated soul. So if I am stable in this self-respect, then nobody's bad vision will go to me, and my vision also will be very high towards other people. So, and if I am stabilize myself in this self-respect that I am the embodiment of power, and if somebody's bad vision falls on me, then he will become a goat. It is just a big story in scriptures. That they become ugly. No? They become ugly. Their intellect become stone intellect. So this is a good story in scriptures. So Baba says, if their bad vision goes on you, they will become stone intellect or goat intellect. So you have to remain in this self-respect that I am an embodiment of power. I am worship for these souls. And last 2-3 days ago, that in that blessing also Baba said, if an image is in proper place, that is in the temple, then everybody will go and worship it. If it is it has been kept anywhere, it is in the ground, nobody will worship it. So you have to be stabilized in your self-respect. Then Baba also warned Kumaris that never be impressed by anyone. If somebody is very much cooperative, if somebody is giving help to us in our hard times, then we easily get influenced by that person. So because gifts are actually gross things, but subtle cooperation, when we get mental cooperation, that time we get more impressed. So you also have to remember that time I am worshipper of this soul. I am the embodiment of power. So just remember, nobody should give gifts to any other. No, it will come in Kumars. When Baba will speak with Kumars, no, then it will come. You should not accept a gift actually. But what about cooperation? What you will do? You are in need, you need that cooperation that time, and you will get cooperation. You will get, you know, Kumaris are mainly very weak by mind. So they want that mental support. They want that somebody should be there with me and care, they want sympathy. So when I get sympathy, I get care, I get impressed by that person, and then Baba said it is very loose and you will go outside. Huh? Your stage will come down. Yes. So you should not impress by anyone. That this is actually the form of Maya. So we have to recognize from which power to recognize. Baba explained here that you should recognize that what is from which side, what from which form Maya is coming to me, and I should recognize it and take care of myself. Then to Baba says that Kumaris should come into the field of service. They should become because the fruit, the trees who bear the fruits on time are valuable trees. So you should come and in the field and do service, engage yourself in Baba's service and become like an Angad. Angad, we all know the story, so I think I don't need to explain it. So then Baba speak with Baba also make a confirmation from the Kumaris that make a firm deal that I will not, don't get attracted from anyone. Then Baba spoke with the parties, and Baba said that that time it is the custom of Baba Milan that Baba used to come in the evening 6 o'clock, and most of the time he used to be here morning 6 o'clock. So 12 hours Baba would be there. And Baba says that this is the, you have turned the day into night and night into day, and this is also the significant in very significant in bhakti marg also, in the path of devotion. There is in Bhagavad there is a story of Maharas. You have seen the picture of, all of you have seen the picture of Maharas? Not? It is in I think in transport, no? It is in transport. You go and see that. There is a circle where all the gopis are there, and everybody is feeling that Lord Krishna is with me. Actually, sorry? Go and do. going to, because here we don't have any physical person. No? Here we have to do Ras, great dance with the father only. So that is the Maharas, great dance. It is very important story in Bhagavad. Baba said that this is also the memorial of yours only. Whatever is happening in the path of devotion is the memorial of this Brahmin life. So here Baba has given three, four examples of these memorials. Then Baba says that your loving souls, children are merged in Baba's love, but Baba is multi-million fold time more. Baba is merged in children's love. Baba loves all his children a lot. Baba says that everybody is equal to his to him, and Baba is giving so much love, so much power, so much care to us. Baba says that if you need someone, then you will call that come and help me. So Baba says he will take time. He will get ready. He will come all the way, and then he can help you. But if you are you call Baba, he is just at your beck and call. He is your best most obedient servant. That you call Baba, and Baba will be present in front of you. And then Baba said that Baba has taken a contract. What contract Baba has taken? No. Baba has not taken this contract. Baba has taken contract of dal roti. Not 36 types of variety food. But he has taken the contract that he will please his children. Please. Baba has used this word. Razi rakhega, khush rakhega. Khush rakhne ka contract liya hai Baba ne. Because nobody can please us all the time. We will get disturbed from each and every person, no matter how much he or she is close to us. But we will get from that disturbed from that person. But Baba has taken that contract that to please his children, to make happy his children each and every moment, every second. Baba comes within a fraction of second. We all have seen that when Dadi is go to trance, within a fraction of second Baba comes from here. He is always ready to help his children and always ready to please his children. Only the condition is that our intellect is connected with the Father. It should be clean and clear. Then only we can experience his help, his love, everything. Then Baba said that Jagran, this is Jagran, because we are getting Jagran means the people who stay awake all the night in the praise, in worshipping their goddesses, especially it happens in the Navratra and in Mahashivratri festival. People are the whole night they are just worshipping, thus praising God and all. So I think this is in Hindu religion only, this Jagran is. It is very important. Also, so many times people stay awake all the night. This is happen in this. So Baba said that here you are, many children used to, that time Baba used to be all the night, and so many children, what did they do? When their turn is there, they come, after their meeting Baba, they go eat and sleep. Or if their turn is later, they go eat, after Murli, they go eat, sleep, and then come when their turns come. So, but some children were so nice, they have so much love for Baba, they have so much intoxication, they used to stay awake all whole night. So Baba said, this is the Jagran you are doing, and this is only the memorial that in the path of bhakti, they are doing Jagran for you. So few children who are doing the Jagran. So Baba said, double Jagran, double puj, double your worship, double worship worthy, you are getting double praise also, because you are worshipping in the form of saligram, you are worshipping in the form of idols also. Then Baba said that the benefactor soul, You are the children of the world benefactor. So nothing could happen wrong in your life. No matter Baba has given the example of accident. If there is an accident, don't see think that this is a bigger. This is an accident. What happened to me? No, Baba says something has to happen. Something great. So this is beneficial. This accident is beneficial. That from crucifix to thorn. Baba always give the example from crucifix to thorn, shuli se kaata, and then pahad se rai, rai se rui. From mountain to just mustard seed and mustard seed to cotton wool. This is very less. So always think that whatever is happening in my life, though no matter it is in this level, it is looking very bad. This has caused great loss to me. But Baba says this is not a great loss. This is very small loss to you, because now you have become the children of the world benefactor. So nothing wrong can happen with you. So everything, whatever it is there, it is beneficial. Then Baba talk about Madhuban. So Madhuban is the permanent address of each and every Brahmin soul. We are lucky that our address is in this time also. Our address is Madhuban, and without Madhuban, we cannot go to Paramdham. Baba said here, and Paramdham is all the soul's home, and Madhuban is Brahmin soul's home. I think in one Polaris Star, no. I have seen in that CD that all the souls of the world lastly has to come in the Madhuban, and through Madhuban only they will go back to Paramdham. I don't know how much it is reliable or not, but it has shown in this story in this CD. So Madhuban is your home. Why Baba is saying that? Because the children who are there are the family people, and when they go back to their home, Lokik home, they become stuck over there from their responsibilities in their families and all, and also in their service place also. So they are busy there, they engage there, and they forget the father. They forget Madhuban also. So Baba said that never think that your Lokik place is your home. Your permanent home address is Madhuban, and also you have to go back to Paramdham. So remember both Madhuban and Paramdham. And then Baba said that be detached from all your family bondages and all. And Baba says you are special servers. What are the qualities of the special server? Yes, special service. They show speciality in every task. You know, everyone has their own way of doing any work. Somebody is doing just they have to do that to finish the work, so they do like this. But somebody puts their full heart, head and heart both in that work, so that the work should be done fruitfully. So, sorry? Creativity. You have to reach from Pandavan to Nakilik only. But in that also, so many have their different thinking, different way of walking style. Everything is different. So one who is a special server shows speciality in everything. So the work also become special. And Baba says that keep moving forward whilst giving cooperation with all their powers. Constantly engage in service only. This is the quality of true server. He's constantly saying, no, this is not like that I am here, I have given this task, I have given this seva, so I will do it. No. You have given this task, you are constant service. As Baba says, you are constantly in the pilgrimage of remembrance. In the same way, you are the constant server also. So this is the essence of parties and kumaris. Om Shanti.